10 through 15, 617-931-1041, 617-931-1041. We are going to play Eastbound and Down.
Oh, awesome. My least favorite song.
Yeah,
I love that song.
Oh, it's
it's a Jerry Reed song.
We're huge Smoking the Bandit fans.
Yeah, I love the original,
Jerry.
Too.
And all those artists, you gotta back Jerry.
You gotta back Jerry.
A friend of mine saw them in concert, and he did Eastbound and Down 3 times. And I think he did When You're Hot, You're Hot twice.
Because he was hot. He had to let people know that.
He said, hey, Judge, thanks a lot.
He had not cooled down at all during that whole show, so he had to let people know. This is a man who, you know, was symbolic with friends. You know, he would go into the place and take some shots for you just to get the beer there. All right, so here's me first in the Kimmy Gimmies. Love Their Country is out. This is Eastbound and Down. It's WBCN, Touch and Rich.
Cowboys and cattlemen. How do?
WBCN 104.1, The Rock of Boston, is Toucher and Rich, and that is me first in the Gimme Gimmies coming out to Axis tonight. I believe that show is not sold out, not surprisingly. Love Their Country is the album. You just
turned 18 tickets left.
You don't know that. You just said that because Rucker, our promotions guy, said that to you, and he's certainly not going to go like it's going to be empty. He's trying to massage you before the big radio interview. So come on. It's a dance club, dude. Don't worry.
Well,
you can get your groove on after
the
show.
We're a wedding band. You know what I expect.
Right, exactly. You are a wedding band.
Dozens of fans.
All right, now, Rich, you were talking to dozens upon dozens of new Northeastern fans going to be out there tonight. Now, Rich, you were talking with the guys in the break. I wasn't paying attention.
Yeah, this summer I was watching MTV, and I see Fat Mike on there. I'm like, what the hell is he doing on there? And it was this whole entire in-depth thing with Kurt Loder about the Warped Tour and about how all these bands were quitting the tour just because Fat Mike was making fun of them on stage.
Well, that's a pretty manly thing.
Right.
Screw you, I'm going home.
I mean, what did you say to these guys?
I told under oath, who are Christians, I told everyone that they don't believe in dinosaurs.
Which is true. Why would they even be offended by that? They would believe that's true.
I don't know. People don't like people laughing at them, I suppose. And,
well, they picked a hell of an industry.
I would not make up something. I'd just say something new about them.
Uh-huh.
And the final straw was the singer got on our bus, and I gave him 3 Bud Lights. And the band got really pissed at him, and they left the tour the next day.
3 Bud Lights.
Yeah.
That's all it takes.
That's all it takes to anger God?
That's right.
Yeah, I did say, the best thing I said on tour was my great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather killed Jesus.
Oh!
So that pissed off a lot of people.
You were taking the Mel Gibson approach to the whole
the reverse Mel Gibson approach.
Yeah.
So I'm interested, Mike. You're talking about the intervention. I take it there's no interventions on the Me First tours.
Only to tell someone that they're not really keeping up with the
right, right.
Does that ever? How? Because as I
I'm
get older,
the preacher on the bus mantle.
As I get older, I find it very difficult to go for really more than 3 days, like to drink for more than 3 days in a row. It's very difficult for me. And then afterwards, after 3 days, I need something to calm me down, or I think
some
like
the
birds are chasing me and things like that. I can only imagine if I'm on the road with the same people. Is there any kind of law that you guys follow in terms to how much you can do, how many days in a row, or is it just constant? Do you get used to it?
Yeah. Well, we do this tour is a week.
A week.
And that's about it.
We have days off.
That's all we can do.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's got to be.
That's all we can muster.
We've done two Hawaii tours where it's 10 days, 5 shows.
Those are a little easier to muster.
That you can do.
Yeah.
So you just will fly out to an area of the country, rent a bus, go out for a week, and then come back and rest at home. And go back out.
Yeah. That's about all we can handle.
Well, that's a way to do it.
So you literally have the perfect gig. You just get together with your friends, and it doesn't really matter because...
It doesn't get any better. No, seriously, it's great. Except we're a cover band. And when people like you, it's not very rewarding at all.
Yeah.
Well,
when
who
they
cares?
Don't like you, no one cares. So but, there's no...
Yeah.
But you have your own projects, so you can go be...
There's no stakes, that's right. You can't lose.
No,
can't
if
win.
We can get people to dislike us... aggressively and violently enough, like that always gets.
That can be fun.
I can't see so well. I can see country fans getting upset at you.
Records all country songs, right? And western,
and I could see both the country and the western fans getting upset at you for that. Do they think that, like, what do you think you're doing? Sacrilege.
I don't think so, because I think we do justice to these
Wait
songs.
A minute, that's not totally the truth. What do the Eagles say?
Oh, we tried to get the Eagles to give us permission to make a video for Desperado. And their manager contacted us and said, well, the band said no, but they also wanted you to know that they hate your version.
Well, those guys are douchebags, though.
So they had to make sure they know.
Which
we
I,
hate
I,
it.
I think it's sort of like the ultimate compliment.
Wait, is Don Henley in
yes,
the Eagles?
Of course he is.
He wrote center field.
And the Smug?
No,
that's John Fogerty.
That's John Fogerty. Don't
is
get
he
them
in the
except
Eagles?
Fogerty rules.
Is he in
yeah,
the Eagles?
John Fogerty's great.
Yeah. No,
I don't like
Glenn
John Fogerty.
Fry, the Heat is On guy. He's in the Eagles.
I don't like any of the threes.
The Smugglers
Blues. That's right.
I don't like any of those three people you just mentioned. I don't care. For
Joe Walsh is kind of he's the one cool guy in the band.
He's got it together. He's
Glenn
aged
Fry
beautifully.
Is a smuggler.
You think that Glenn Fry is a smuggler?
I think of him as the smuggler.
Me too.
The Miami Vice soundtrack guy.
Yeah.
That's what we wrote back to him. We said, "Well, you're the smuggler."
All right.
Go hang out with Phil Collins.
Technique.
So that's
smuggler.
That's some feedback we got from some of these artists.
All right. So
but
it's all been negative.
Either, right?
So I was actually right. It's all been negative.
Did you hear back from Jerry Reed?
He's still alive?
Uh-uh.
He was like, hey, you guys got any sandwiches? You guys got a place to crash? I'll be happy to come out on the road if you let me sleep on where you keep the luggage.
We should have got him to be our bus driver. That'd be rad.
That rules.
Let me tell you a tale. Let me tell you a tale from the old days. Me and Dom DeLuise, oh boy. What he loved was trannies. You probably could have got him.
You should have put Cannonball Run-esque outtakes in your next video. You know, you can stand there with Dom DeLuise and Jerry Reed and...
Just have, like, Joe Klecko and random Rams linemen come on the bus. All right. Adolfo Gonzalez. No, he also had Terry Bradshaw and Mean Joe Green in the movies.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Adolfo Gonzalez.
Mm-hmm.
You have something in common with the new Me First in the Gimme Gimme's album.
Yeah.
It's all about country songs. It's called Love Their Country. And you, for a long time, have told us that you wanted to be what?
Well, I've always wanted to be, if I had, like, Tony Stark money, to be a cowboy lawyer. Yeah.
Why?
Well, it's just, you know, the whole aspects of being in the plains, you know, righting wrongs and, you know, serving some justice to the town folk. That's something.
Now, how
I
would you get?
To.
How would you get from town to town, Adolfo?
On horseback,
no,
or at El Camino, whatever comes first.
No, you would go horseback. You're trying to be funny now.
Well,
no,
they just went weird.
Yeah.
No, I think that's a great service, man.
Now, how?
I think people would pay for that.
Then take it.
Yeah. No, but you don't want money for it, do you, Adolfo?
No,
because what's the goal of the cowboy lawyer?
Just right the wrongs of the West.
There's a lot of it's a viper's nest out there.
Yeah.
The West.
Wow.
Now, how would you find out about what things went wrong in the West, Adolfo?
I've either, you know, the town paper or maybe Google. I don't know.
So you would have wireless internet access on the planes?
I guess. Hey, it's technology and stuff.
All right, excellent. Thank you,
Adolfo. Put your ear to the ground.
Sound of 10,000 people changing their radio.
I get that a lot.
Adolfo has performed with bands, don't you? No, Adolfo, is there anything you'd like to ask me first?
We dig Adolfo. You're our bro.
Oh, thank you.
Adolfo, is there anything you'd like to ask me first in the Gimme Gimmes?
You know, just keep on doing what you're doing. And,
good question.
And,
let me answer that.
Oh, you guys should do a cover of Gunsmoke and add like words to it, or The Rifleman.
We did the theme to Magnificent Seven.
Oh, kick ass!
We did do that.
We do that live,
and we're opening with that tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It didn't go over so hot in New York.
No.
So
opening with the song no one knows.
Adolfo, what lyrics would you add to the theme of Gunsmoke?
I forget how it goes, but you know something about carrying a gun and you know Miss Kitty. You know, something like that. Maybe Spurs.
What do you like?
Lawyering.
What's your favorite gun, Adolfo?
Colt 45. It's also known as the Peacemaker. Also, the Winchester, the gun that won the West.
All right, very good, gentlemen.
Thank you.
The new album's called Love Their Country.
He felt he had to tell you that.
There's a million tickets available for tonight's show at Axis. Feel free to go by and get a winner.
We will pay you to come. Please come.
Fat Mike, Joey, and Spike are going to be standing outside with Jerry Reed begging for cash. Is there anything you would like me to play off this album? Is there any dirty words on the album for the Christian kids out there?
I have no
idea.
I don't think so.
Yeah, the first song has dirty words in it.
All right, besides the first song.
I like Jolene. Or Goodbye Earl is a big one.
I like Goodbye Earl. That's my favorite.
Who originally performed Goodbye Earl?
The Dixie Chicks.
Is that all right with you guys?
Have you seen that? Well, oh no, our company has a policy. No, dude, they put down the president, and you saw the flag outside. It's a no go. Shut up and sing.
That was a Red Sox flag, though, I think, wasn't it?
I don't know. All right, gentlemen, Spike, Mike, and Joey, thank you so much for joining us, and
feel free to
always come in town whenever you're here. We appreciate it, and good luck with all your projects, and good luck with all the future. And we'll leave you right now with Jolene, a song off the album, Sweet. Love Their Country.
Thank you.
Wait, I thought it's not Jolene. Goodbye, Earl. This is Goodbye, Earl.
In your face.
Earl.
It's Goodbye, Earl, as requested by Joey. So if you don't like it, they feel this is the best song on the album. So if you don't like this one, chances are nothing is going to strike your fancy. Joey is small in stature, but has a big heart. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much.
He's in tremendous physical condition.
He is. It's a Touch and Rich show on WBCN 317.
Marion and Wanda were the best of friends all through the high school days. Both members of the 4-H club, both active in the FFA. After graduation, Marion was looking for a bright new world. Wanda looked all around this town and all she found was Earl. Well, it wasn't 2 weeks after she got married that Wanda started getting abused. She put on dark glasses and long sleeve blouses and makeup to cover up blues. Well, she finally got the nerve to file for divorce. She let the law take it from there. But Earl walked right through that restraining order and put her in intensive care. That Earl had to die. Goodbye, Earl. You're feeling weak. Why don't you lay down and sleep, Earl? The cops, they came to bring her in. They searched the house high and low. And they tipped their hats and said, thank you, ladies. If you hear from them, let us know. Well, the weeks went by. Spring turned to summer, so my faded into. And it turns out he was a missing person and nobody missed at all. So the girls bought some land in a roadside stand on Highway 109. XL Tennessee ham and strawberry jam. And